This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver students were inside the state capitol this morning demanding lawmakers take action against gun violence. The effort comes after 16-year-old Luis Garcia of East High was shot outside of the school last month. He died Wednesday. Mateo Teller was on the soccer team with Garcia and says his death is a catalyst for change.
I struggled to actually feel involved in stuff like this, even if it was around me, because it didn't personally affect me. But I've been personally affected very strongly. Luis was a good friend of mine. I feel very obligated to keep this campaign moving.
Students walked out of class earlier this morning and marched to the Capitol, where a day of gun control advocacy was already planned. Two people were indicted yesterday for allegedly stealing from Colorado Home Depot stores. CPR's Allison Scherer reports the stolen goods were then sold at pawn shops.
Between 2021 and 2022, investigators allege Timothy Hare would walk into Home Depot stores and cut security cords on expensive home goods equipment. Then he'd walk out with it in a trash bin or a bucket without paying. Alexandra Gase Winkler was often driving the getaway car, police say. All told, they stole roughly $40,000 in equipment and resold it to mostly pawn stores. The two were indicted by a statewide grand jury and faced theft and organized crime charges in Jefferson County Court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Super Bowl bets were down this year in Colorado. Division of Gaming numbers showed more than a 7% drop, and gambling across all sports was down for January compared to last year. This is CPR News.